Our Bible reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 1. It can be found on page 1027 of the Church Bibles.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register.
So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom favour his rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, happy Christmas. My name's Alec. I'm the curate here. It's so good to see you all. Just give that a moment. Is that better? Any better? We're going to be thinking about that story that we just had read, that true story from the Bible about Jesus being born. And, well, we were up quite early in our household, as you can imagine. There is one present that didn't get open, though, so far. There's one present that I've got left, and I'm going to open it today with you all together, because there's some very important things in this present. And they help us to tell the story that we've just heard about. I'm going to have a look. Oh. What's this? A scroll. Let me find out what it is. Let's see. Oh, it's a map. It's a Google map. A Google map from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Who can guess how long Google says it will take to walk, not drive, from Nazareth to Bethlehem? How many hours? Who can guess? Solid walking, non-stop. Go on, how much? 180! Not that long. No, not that long. It's a good guess. Shall I tell you? It takes, well, Google says, it takes 34 hours to walk, non-stop, from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Now that's what Mary and Joseph had to do. They had to walk all that way for the census that had been called. But it wouldn't have taken them 34 hours, would it? They wouldn't have walked non-stop. Mary was pregnant with her baby. She's not going to be walking 34 hours in a row. She's going to need a rest. Maybe she would need a donkey. It would have taken them days to do that. So first thing, a map that takes us from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Oh, there is something else, though. Now, some of the sides people will be horrified to see another cracker crown after cleaning up. A crown. I can never fit these on my head because my head's too big. course. A crown. Now, in our story, we're told that Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. Who is this David person? Well, he was a king. And he wasn't just any king. He was the greatest king God's people had had up to that point. And Joseph is in that family line. So at this point, we should start getting excited. Joseph and his wife Mary are about to have a baby, and it will be born into this family line of David the king. This new baby could be the greatest king that God's people are waiting for. So he went there with Mary. But do you know what? Do you know what this is? This is a no vacancy sign. You would see this outside a bed and breakfast during the summer holidays. When every hotel and bed and breakfast is full up and you can't get a space. There was no room in Bethlehem in the inn for Mary and Joseph to stay when they got there. Nowhere for them to sleep. No room. Imagine that. You've travelled all that way, you're pregnant, you've walked all that way, and there's no room for you. Now there's one more thing. There's one quite special thing in my box. Don't worry, it's not real. I wouldn't keep a baby in a box. When they got to Bethlehem, even though there was no room in the inn, they still had the baby, this newborn king. It was born, and they put it in a manger. A manger. You don't put babies in mangers, do you? Imagine, I'm sure you've heard this story lots and lots of times. Imagine you read it for the first time. This baby who was going to be born into the family line of David, the king, the greatest king that God's people were waiting for, was put in a manger. How absurd, how crazy, how ridiculous is not what you'd expect for a king. But that tells us something very important about this king. This king is not going to be the kind of king that crushes people down. This king is the kind of king that was born in very humble circumstances, because he was going to be the king that would serve his people, not crush them down. He would love his people and serve them. And that's what the manger tells us. The surprise in the story, a manger, shows us that he was going to be a very humble, serving king. But how would he serve his people? Well, while all this is going on in Bethlehem, what was happening outside Bethlehem in the fields, the angels appeared to some shepherds. Again, not really the kind of people that you'd want. Imagine if when Prince George was born, or Princess Charlotte, imagine if the first people to greet William and Kate were some farmers. That'd be a bit odd, wouldn't it? But the first people who were told about the birth of the king are some shepherds. What kind of king is this? And what do the angels say? Well, in verse 10 of our reading, the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy." Why? Or today, great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Christ is the title. He is the Messiah, the King that they've been waiting for, the Lord. And he has been born as a Savior. Why is the why is the baby placed in a manger such good news? Because he is going to be the saviour of the world. But how? How is this baby going to save the world? Well, the baby is a present from God. The baby is a present that God has sent to save the world. Of course, babies don't stay as babies, do they? Babies grow up, don't they? They grow up to be little boys, and Jesus grew up. But he didn't stay a little boy. He grew up to be an adult as well. And he was still God's present to the world when he was an adult. But what did he do? He died on a cross. God's present to the world isn't just a baby who stays in a manger, but he is the king who serves his people and dies on a cross. God sent his only son to die so that we would not have to be punished on the cross so that God would not punish us for sin. He is the Savior who rescues us. So this Christmas, if you're celebrating together with family, with friends, or whatever it might be, don't leave the baby in the manger. The Christmas story is fantastic, but don't leave him there. Remember that he grew up and died on a cross, and that by trusting him, you can have forgiveness as well. That's the good news of a Savior being born. That God sent his son to die so that we could be forgiven. That is the good news of great joy that the angels came to tell us about. Let's pray as we think about that. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending your Son, Jesus, to be born, to be laid in a manger, to show us that you and your Son will not rule and crush your people, but will rule in a humble way. And thank you that he is the Savior. Thank you that you sent him to die for us. And please would you help us today not to forget, not to ignore the fact that he came for us, to save us. Help us not to leave him in a manger, but to remember that he grew up to be the Savior of the world. Please help us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.